I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The arrival of March means the staff at the West Virginia Trout Hatchery System has kicked into high gear. We'll talk more about spring trout stocking right after this.
Whelan Sportsman has really played a major role in reintroducing me to the great outdoors.
Even though I'm wheelchair bound, it doesn't mean I can't hunt or fish.
Whelan Sportsman has shown me that even though I do have a disability, I do not have to give up the things I love.
You know, Whelan Sportsman NWTF has shown me that I can do things outdoors I've always dreamed of doing. It's really good to know that there's people out there that really do care.
The arrival of March signifies the beginning of the spring trout stocking schedule in West Virginia. Mike Shingleton, who heads the DNR's trout program, explains that although the weather in the lowlands has been somewhat pleasant, it doesn't always mean the high country is accessible for the stock truck.
And they're the same ones that this happens to every year. Upper Shavers Fork up at Cheat Bridge, Cranberry River. We weren't able to get the two stockings there, in either one of those, in February. It's just a matter of waiting for the snow and ice to melt off.
Goodly number of the water stocked this early, though, are in the western part of the state, and Shingleton says the staff at the hatchery looks forward to that run.
They start work about 7:30, and they'll get out of there, depending on what they have to load and how many trucks they have to load. You know, they'll get out of there 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest. And if they've got a really long run, like to the northern panhandle, they may start a little bit earlier just to get them out there because it's a long day anyway.
Seasoned anglers will recognize from years of experience the access points for stocking, and Shingleton says the staff has honed its ability to dispense with the fish.
Our hatchery workers are good at this. They know, for instance, they have 150 pounds for a stream, and they've got a certain number of places that they can get those in. And some of the places, the habitat may not be very good. It may be maybe riffly shallow, so they may not put as many there. But then, again, they may have a very big, deep pool, with a lot of good water depth, and they may put a couple nets in there.
A common misconception by many, though, is that most trout are caught out moments after they hit the water. Not true at all, says Shingleton.
We put these trout into the stream or into the lake, and they move. If there's a lot of fishing pressure, they'll catch some, but just the activity around where they're at, they'll move out of that area. They'll go upstream and downstream, and so anglers need to remember that simply because there's a spot on the stream where we stock, they shouldn't concentrate right there. If they go up, 100 yards or 200 yards downstream or upstream, they're going to get back into trout.
And to follow on that point, Shingleton says the sheer numbers just don't allow holes to be fished out that quickly.
I mean, we're stocking those weekly. We're putting, a fair amount of poundage in them, and there's no way that people can catch all those out, in that short of time.
And you can get an update every day by calling 558-3399, and don't forget your trout stamp. We'll see you on the creek bank. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.